Come Dine With Me, Into the Woods special. Welcome to the woods and welcome to Year 2B's Christmas show. Get ready for Year 2B to take you on a whirlwind adventure through the woods, as Santa is in a bit of a pickle. The woods can be a scary place, you know. I know. I'm glad all the parents are here. I wouldn't want us to be alone. There are scary creatures, horrible wolves, and terrible witches in the woods. Don't worry, we have each other. We will be fine. Let's see what's wrong with Santa. I can't wait for tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve and I'm looking forward to having my dinner. What are we having, dear? Same as always, dear. The same thing again? Yes. Turkey, potatoes, gravy, and boiled vegetables, including your favourite, Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts? They make me very windy. Can't we have something else? Don't you like my cooking? Yes, I do. But maybe you should have a break this year. You don't like my cooking, do you? Well, you know what? I'm not cooking this year. I do everything around here. I teach the elves. I do your washing, and I wash your stinky socks. Enjoy your mama, Santa. I'm off to Hong Kong for a holiday. Bye, Santa. Oh, no. I've annoyed Mrs. Claus. No Christmas dinner. Christmas won't be the same. What's wrong, Santa? I have annoyed Mrs. Claus. She is not making Christmas dinner for us this year. She's going to make me have Mama instead. Oh dear, that's not good. We can't have Mama for Christmas dinner. We have Mama all the time, and Christmas dinner is meant to be special. I'm sorry, it's my fault. I don't know what to do. Maybe we could go to a restaurant. It's too late. Everywhere is fully booked. It's Christmas Eve. Hold on. I've got an idea. We could go into the woods and see what everyone else is doing for Christmas dinner. Great idea. Let's go investigate. Thanks, elves. I don't think I could eat Mama noodles on Christmas Day. But don't bring everyone. We can only have one meal. I'm big enough. However, whoever brings me the best food will get whatever they want for Christmas. So the elves headed off into the woods. They don't look very scared. They're so brave. The first people they met were Little Red Riding Hood and her grandma and their neighbours, the three little pigs. Hey, I remember those stories. Little Red Riding Hood was taking cakes and snacks to her grandma's, but there was a nasty wolf. The wolf wanted to eat them. And wasn't there a wolf in the Three Little Pigs story? Oh, yes. Something about huffing and puffing and blowing houses down. I'm scared. Wolves are scary. Maybe the wolves will be nice as it's Christmas. Let's see, hey? I'm the strongest wolf in the woods. No, I'm the strongest wolf in the woods. No, no, I caught Little Red and Granny. Oh, yeah? Well, I caught three chubby little pigs. I huffed and puffed and blew their houses down. Well, how do we settle this? I know. Ready? Look, look. Here are some people. I wonder what they are doing for Christmas dinner. Hey, guys. What's everyone doing for Christmas dinner? Santa has annoyed Mrs. Claus and she won't cook for him. But Santa will give whatever they want for Christmas in return for the best dinner. Well, I was going to eat Little Red Riding Hood and Granny because I worked so hard to catch them. But as it's Christmas, I'm not going to. Well, that's a relief. Thanks for your kindness. What could we eat, Granny? I mean, you don't cook anything for me, ever. I do everything for you. I'm the best granddaughter ever. Well, you brought over a cake. We could eat this beautiful cake. Granny is too old to cook. So yes, that's what we're having. Cake. Would Santa be interested in a cake? I really want a new selfie stick. Santa might be okay with a cake at Christmas. What about you, Mr. Wolf? What are you having for Christmas dinner? Well, I'm so tired after all the huffing and puffing and blowing houses down. These piggies will never learn. I mean, really? You build a house out of straws or sticks? Such a waste of my breath. So you're not going to eat us? We are free? We can have Christmas dinner this year? Yes, yes. You are free tomorrow. Great. We can have our favourite. Ham. Ham? 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 You guys eat ham? Do you even know what ham is? Yeah. Ham is ham. You know, it's made from ham. Oh, you guys really are donuts, aren't you? Well, there you go, elves. We are having ham. Would Santa be interested in ham? I love ham. Most definitely. All of you should come along to Santa's house tomorrow. He will give the people with the best food whatever they want for Christmas. So the elves have done well, haven't they? Santa must choose between a cake and ham. A good start. Let's see if they can find anyone else. Oh, look, there's some people over there. Oh, look, it's Jack, and he's holding a goose. And look, it's Goldilocks and the three bears. Let's go ask them. Hi, Goldilocks. Hi there, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. I'm hungry. I'm sleepy. People say I talk too much, but I don't think I do. I think I talk the normal amount that anyone would talk. I'm a lovely person, don't you think? Wow. You do talk a lot, hey? Maybe we should ask the bears. Hey, Father Bear, what are you guys having for Christmas dinner? Well, we were going to have Christmas dinner together, but she broke Baby Bear's chair. And we were going to have porridge, but she ate all the porridge. And we were going to wake up early and open all the presents together after breakfast, but she opened them all already. So yes, Goldilocks has spoiled everything, and we really want her out of our house. But we can bring porridge. Mother Bear will make some more. We really want Santa to get rid of Goldilocks. Yes, he can have as much porridge as he wants. What about you, Jack? What are you having for Christmas dinner? I think I'm having goose. Roasted goose. I was going to have beans, but I planted them in the soil, gave them water, sunlight and love, and look! Wow! So I climbed up and got this singing goose whilst the giant was asleep. I am the Christmas goose, la 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 la. Roast me, toast me, la 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 la. Bah-gah! Roasted goose would be perfect for Santa. Could you come along tomorrow, Jack? Of course, anything for Santa, but I want some more beans. And what about you, Christmas goose? You happy with that? Bah-gah! I am the Christmas goose, la 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 la. Roast me, toast me, la 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 la. Bah-gah! Two more options for Santa. Those elves have done well, and they weren't even scared of the bears. I wonder who they will bump into next. More people! Look! It's Snow White and four of the dwarfs. Hello, lovely elves. I've lost three of my dwarfs. I need to find them before the horrible witch catches them. What brings you to the forest? Mrs. Claus isn't cooking Christmas dinner this year, and Santa is willing to give whoever brings him the best food whatever they want for Christmas. Maybe he could help. Which dwarfs have you lost? Let's see who we have got. I'm happy. I'm not dopey. I'm always, 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 always happy. I'm sleepy. I'm not bashful. But I'm always sleepy. I'm grumpy. I'm not Doc or bashful, and I'm always, always grumpy. Ha, ha, achoo! I'm, sneezy. Choo! Bless you. Thank you. Achoo! Okay, so you are missing Doc, bashful, and dopey. If you brought some yummy food for Santa, I'm sure he'd help you find the missing dwarfs. You just need some food. tasty, tasty apple pie, anyone? Hello, witchy. Are you still using your special apples? Yes, I mean no. These are fresh, super juicy Japanese Fuji apples. No poison in sight. We love apple pie. I hate apple pie, but I'll eat it. Achoo! I love apple pie. Tissue, please. Okay, great. Bring the apple pie along tomorrow. What about you, Hansel and Gretel? What have you got for dinner tomorrow? Well, you will have to ask her because she decides everything. I do not. Maybe you could ask him why he decided to come to this gingerbread house. It wasn't my idea. Maybe you could ask her why she decided to go for a walk that day. I followed you, and you said you were bored, and we all know how much you love gingerbread. Are you telling me that you don't like gingerbread? Stop it! I've had enough of these two. They have eaten half my house, and I was going to boil them and eat them, but they don't stop arguing. Please get rid of them for me. Santa can have all the gingerbread he wants. Okay, great. Bring some gingerbread tomorrow. So the elves did a great job trying to find food for Santa. They sure did, and they all turned up ready to present their food for Santa's dinner. I wonder which dish Santa will choose. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Christmas dinner showdown. First up with their cupcakes, it's Little Red Riding Hood, Granny, and the Wolf. Next with their ham, they huffed and puffed. It's the Three Little Pigs and the Wolf. Thirdly, the three bears who want Goldilocks out of their house with their porridge. Up next, he climbed the beanstalk and got the goose. It's Jack and the Christmas Goose. Next with her apple pie, it's Snow White, four dwarfs, and the witch. And finally, with the gingerbread they have left, it's Hansel, Gretel, and the witch. So there you go, Santa. This is what we have found. Just up to you to make your mind up. I decided not to go. I couldn't let you guys have Mama on Christmas Day. Christmas is about being together and having a nice family dinner. What about all the presents you promised, Santa? Yeah, where are our presents? Pick a winner, pick a winner, pick a winner. Well, listen up, everyone. Christmas isn't just about doing things to get things. That's wrong. Christmas is about being selfless and sharing what you have. Let's share all the food, eat and dance together, and not think about presents. Let's be happy.